The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the 10th of December, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in and joining us this morning as you're getting ready to go to work, or maybe you're just waking up right now because this is when you get up, or maybe you're at work already. So thanks for tuning in. We so much appreciate you and thousands of others that do that. Today, oh, the news is brought to you. I just thought I'd throw it today. Look,
right.
Everybody knows we've been gone for 2 weeks, and I have to be retrained.
Yes,
I mean, just, and yesterday was one of those weird days, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. But something was going on during the show, so, you know, it was, you know, break, took an early break, then took a, then took a longer break. Play another commercial, I'm on the phone. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. National Day is?
Dewey Decimal System Day.
Okay. You know, another big, are we having a parade? Are we having a parade?
We're praying for that.
Are we having a parade here in Redding?
Maybe
for
not
that?
Here, but I'm sure probably in, yeah.
Okay. In case you don't know what the Dewey Decimal System is, that's how library books are,
used to
organized.
Be.
Well, yeah, used to be. Do they still use that? I'm sure they must. I mean, put it in computers, but I wonder if it's still the. That's something to look up.
Yeah.
See if they still use
Dewey
that.
Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, for libraries. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So great to be here.
It's so great
morning.
To be anywhere here in Redding.
You know,
this
it's
morning.
Really interesting because for 2,800 miles. We drove to Albuquerque, Las Vegas, all around Las Vegas while we were there, and then Las Vegas back to Redding. Only when we started coming back from...
Weather was beautiful,
yes.
By the way, the whole
we came
way.
Down to the hills.
Yeah, in Shingletown.
In Shingletown, did we see this sea of fog?
It was like...
Never seen this in Redding. I mean, like where it sucked in like that.
It was almost like a movie.
Yes.
I mean, you could see it over... The whole region
yes,
in there
yes.
and thinking, gosh.
It's like a spell has been cast. Harry Potter's on the loose. Anyway, so it's hazy, then going to be sunny. I could see it yesterday. It was like this. And then later on in the afternoon, it kind of burned out. It kind of burned off. It reminds me of Bay Area weather. It kind of smells a little bit like it, too. So we've got widespread haze before 11 a.m. Then it's going to be sunny with a high near 52. Areas of dense fog tonight, again, between 9 and 10. Otherwise, mostly clear with overnight lows of 45. Now, it's calling for sunny tomorrow with 54, mostly clear. And Friday, 57, sunny. Saturday, sunny once again with 56. And Sunday, 60 with scattered clouds. So not so bad. Let's just wait to see how that works. If the fog, be careful. We know that, you know, your fog lights, don't just get in the car and drive like it's another day. You need to, you know, keep your distance with your driving more so than usual. Don't be in a rush because you never know. I mean, the fog does play tricks on your eyes.
Be careful out there. I'm pulling a horse trailer.
Some. Absolutely. Okay, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. We love the Kinney family and their generational business that they built from scratch. It's a great story if you've not ever heard it about how they started with the truck with, like, basically no bottom floor on it. So, you know, and then they just built from there. You love those stories. That's the American dream. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs. It's a veteran-owned business, once again, with senior and veteran discounts.
You can reach them at?
I gave the number, 365-3793.
I'm sure you did.
Got to follow along with me,
right,
Carl.
Right now, right now, I'm 5 seconds behind you.
Yes.
I've got a five-second delay in
okay.
my brain right now. Okay. But somebody who doesn't have a delay in their brain and who is ready to rock at 7 in the morning we have here is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Okay.
Wow. You can tell she's a horse person.
What?
She's already been up. She's done her chores.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're with it, right? Like, boom.
Having horses is definitely an early morning activity.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Especially when they're on your property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, there's something about that.
And four kids to boot, so. Well,
if they're old enough, though, you should be pushing. I mean, you'd be kicking
happy
them
Happy holidays.
You yeah. should never muck a stall, and you should never feed a horse.
Those yeah, are, you, my daughter takes care of that.
Now, I was going to say, as part of the fact that you have a horse, is you are taking care yeah. of the stable.
Yeah, and she yeah. earns
and
the
she probably likes it.
She earns yeah, it's yeah. good for it's really good. That's just what kids we love like about that. Watching all that with the you know, FHA and all of that. We love when Shasta College comes on and they have their farm kids, and mm-hmm. it's really refreshing.
It's FFA.
Yeah, okay, FFA. FHA is about loans. Could be because I'm getting a gazillion calls every single day on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Is there going to be a law about that? Because we went to the government,
yeah,
the site, and said, please don't call this number. Mm. I'm still getting at least 20 calls a day.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I do that, too. I'm always trying to stop calls, but they keep coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder.
Yep.
So is there anybody we can sue? Okay.
Yeah, maybe if you can actually find the person
right.
who's doing it.
Well,
yeah.
you know, the sneaky ones have got a 530. They,
yes.
put a 530
yeah.
number
they
in there.
Do
and
that.
They're calling from the Philippines.
They can spoof our any area code they want, so it makes it look like a local call.
Yeah.
When you go into your phone and you go into recents,
mm-hmm.
that's where you really see
yeah.
how many have called. And then you got to clear it because, you know, it can fill up your voicemail, and we don't need that. So,
yeah.
hey, welcome.
Hi, welcome.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How are you guys?
We're good. You're
good.
You know, we're just coming off of the...
Well, yesterday, and people were going, well, Carl was acting really strange yesterday in the morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
breaks and all that.
Uh-huh.
Ben, by
yeah.
the way, you did a magnificent
yeah.
job covering for me on this, playing extra music, all this.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call at 7:30 in the morning. My horses, which from the guy that owns the stables, and he calls at various times when we talk about other things. But every time he'd call, I'd say, hey, look, tell me if Odina's okay, start off the conversation with that.
Yeah.
Yesterday he didn't start off like that. He said, we got a problem. And,
oh, boy.
So anyway, right after the show, went out there, loaded her in the trailer, took her down to Crossroads Vet, who, by the way.
They're amazing.
The doctors Shaw, two twin sisters, one and they own the Crossroads, but they also own.
I can't think of it right now, but.
What's the other one, Stephanie? That other one that's out there
equine
on.
Equine therapy that
on
they.
On the old Oregon Trail, Panorama.
Yeah.
Okay.
They own
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
But, Odina was colicking yesterday, changing weather. She wasn't drinking as much water as she should. And so what they do is they get in there and they put a tube down her nose into her throat, into her stomach, and they, push some mineral oil. To help the blockage, and that's all it is. She had not reached the point where it was serious, but it was going to take, and so she was dehydrated. So anyway, so I don't even know. Have no idea what that's going to be.
Yeah, but
I
mean, it's worth
I may
it,
have
you know?
To take out a loan.
That'll be a pretty penny.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
but you know what?
You know,
she's
what are you
okay.
going to do? She's our baby. So yeah. you know,
no,
what are we going to do?
Buford's the baby. She's the older sister. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry.
She came before Buford.
She came.
Yes, she did.
Buford.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Right.
You know,
and I can't take Buford up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could, but I'd probably lose him. Okay, enough of that.
Right.
Enough of that. How are you? And you gave us today the annual report 2024-2025 for Shasta County District Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
let's talk about that.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of been that. That project that we've been working on for several, many, many years. But, you know, you get busy, you put it down, and before you know, half a year goes by and you haven't got to pick it back up. So, really proud of the team at the office who put that together. You know, it was a lot of people piecing it together, making sure we could put in there, you know, enough information for people to, you know, know what we do, know what different departments, what different services that we have in the office. There's an organizational chart. There's statistics for our fiscal year, 24-25. And just, you know, a lot of really good information, places, different types of outreach that we've done. So people can look at that and see if, you know, maybe you have an organization that would like presentations done on the different topics that we do. And, you know, just trying to get a good amount of information out to the office. So very, very proud of everybody who helped put that together.
You know, I'm looking at your, I tell you what, it's time for a break. Let's take a quick break because come back. I want to talk about your statistics. Everybody loves statistics. And I have some questions too, about that. This is the types of cases that were handled. These are the cases that were filed last year. The 758, 999, 63, 352, all those numbers were filed last year and that you all had to have action on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot. Wednesday, the 10th of December, 7:15 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with our DA.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win drawing. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here. It's not hump day. I'm not sure what day it is.
It is hump day.
I'm glad to be alive day.
Okay.
That's what it is. Are you glad to be alive?
Unlike the hawk that attacked us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other story. But we do have Stephanie Bridget here, our district attorney, and honor her time.
A lot of questions.
Yes.
They have just... When did this come out?
I'd say about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's available on our website and Facebook page.
Great. And it's the annual report for 2024-2025 from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. I can just give you, it's got the leadership of the District Attorney's Office in photos and for the administrative team, but that's like Chief Deputy District Attorney and all that. And then it's got your organizational chart, and but then you get into your statistics, and I'm sure, and the 8,380 cases were referred to you all from law enforcement partners, including Anderson, the Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol, Redding Police Department, and more than 20 other agencies. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
National Park Service.
Talk
to us about that. I mean, we get enough from hometown.
Yeah, we'll get them from, so a lot of the, like, fish and wildlife cases. We get, like,
like poaching.
We get stuff about illegal mining. We get, we get such a variety of stuff that from, kind of the smaller, different, like, maybe, state or government agencies. We get them from alcohol beverage control. We get them from just, who are in the county checking and making sure people are in compliance and following with the law with that. So there's just a multitude of agencies that are in our county enforcing their area of law, and those cases will ultimately come to us. So most people do think, they get them from RPD, the sheriff, APD, Highway Patrol, but no, there's a vast number of other agencies. So all the agencies, all law enforcement, we are the hub that everything comes
to. So you may have a game warden roll in with somebody in the back seat of their car. They get checked into the jail.
If they make an arrest, the Shasta County Jail, anything that's arrested in Shasta County, anyone would go to the Shasta County Jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking at these types of cases filed.
Mm-hmm.
And we said there's now of that 8,380 cases, you had 5,462 cases filed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that because the other, I'm just going to roughly say 3,000 cases, wasn't enough?
It's a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at this, we had to take like a static time period. So we did the fiscal year, but you have to realize we're getting cases a couple months before that fiscal year started, or things we get towards the end of it, they roll into the next year.
So
stuff is rolling through the different time periods that we use.
Okay.
So, there's that. So some of these cases, in the filed cases, we could have easily gotten before this fiscal year started.
Right.
So it's just a snapshot of what we were able to file.
So it continually rolls.
Yeah.
Like
so.
That.
And then, there's cases that come into us and we are reviewing them to see if we can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Every single element to a jury of 12 people in the community, which is a very high standard. So, a lot of cases we may we could reject it outright because we feel like there's just not enough, and it mm-hmm. doesn't seem like there ever will be for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
Or we can submit it back to the agency and say, you know what, you're almost there, but you need to interview this witness or you need to do this test. So that's called further investigation that we're sending it back for. And then there's cases that come into us, so it could have landed on our desk in this fiscal year, but we have to wait for the Department of Justice to do testing, like for DUIs. They have to test the blood sample, or on a variety of cases.
DNAs.
Yeah, DNA, any of that type of stuff.
Yeah, how long does it take? That's the question I want.
How long does it usually take to get a DNA?
It can take a very long time.
Yeah, because we're watching these, you know, when we watch the cop shows,
okay,
it's like we got the DNA.
I want that DNA back by today.
Or what's the other thing that we watch where the murders happen and then they try to find, like, you know, they find
a
toenail or a piece of hair and some kind of...
And that afternoon they're making the arrest based on the DNA.
Well, and so, I mean, because yours goes, we don't have our own DNA lab, of course.
We don't. Shasta County does not, like Sacramento County does, but we have a Department of Justice lab up here. But even them, they don't, each Department of Justice lab doesn't test everything. So each lab throughout the state has specialties. So we could have a lab here, but we're still sending stuff down to like the Riverside lab or other labs for the different type of testing we need.
And that could take months.
Oh, it can take months. Absolutely.
Just to put it out there to you, that would be a fascinating show. We would love to introduce some of those guys from the lab or gals and guys, people from the lab. Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. If they have,
DNA today.
I could help set that up.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
and I tell you why, it's because we've gotten into TV where they get us that DNA, and it's, you know, of course they've got an hour to do something in a show. We understand that, but what it also does, it makes your juries, that's their frame of reference.
It is.
And,
it is. And they definitely think that, like, oh, why didn't you test this for DNA? Why didn't you? And, defense attorneys, they capitalize on that too.
Oh, they will beat that dead horse. Okay.
For sure.
Now, I'm looking at the types of cases filed.
Sure.
And it's obviously, DUI cases is leading the charges. And yet, of the 999.
I know. It's like, can we get one more to make it 1,000?
Come on. Yeah, okay. Hey, Ben, stay off the road. They may be looking for number 1,000. Not that Ben drinks. It's just a joke. Okay. Out of that, only 90 of that 999 were considered felonies. On that page that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Under general crimes, felonies, and misdemeanors.
I see.
So
you're over there.
900 of
those. I was looking at this column, so you're looking over here.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So 900 of those were misdemeanors.
909 were misdemeanors, and 90 were felony DUIs.
Felony DUIs. Mm-hmm. What do you have to do? Hurt somebody.
So if you hurt somebody, that's going to be a felony DUI. Or if you get to a point where you have multiple misdemeanors, then it can become a felony as well. So if you've got priors or you end up injuring somebody, kill somebody, then we're looking at a felony level DUI.
Okay. Because I had a friend who was involved in a DUI. A woman came across the road and smacked him. Her record, she must have had 5 DUIs.
Yeah.
And
yet that would be a felony.
She was still driving.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, maybe.
And we get that all the time too. So we get officers who pull people over and submit cases to us for that violation. So driving when your license is suspended for having a prior DUI.
Sure.
We get so many of those cases, hundreds and hundreds of cases of people who are still driving even though their license is suspended because they have a DUI and they haven't, they haven't done all their terms. They haven't done their alcohol class. They haven't done, they might not have that IID installed, ignition interlock that you have to breathe into before you can drive. There's a, variety of things that they're not complying with, even though they had a DUI and they're out there continuing to risk our community.
Yeah, because it was because he showed me the rap sheet and I went, why is she not in jail right now? And, but.
But it just, when you look at DUIs, unfortunately, I mean, most of them are going to be arrested that night, taken in because they're intoxicated.
Sure.
But most of them are going to be released the very next day because we just don't have that capacity in the jail. Right. That's one of the areas.
Let me see. The next big number, of course, is your drug-related cases. Mm-hmm. And out of that, over half of them are felonies.
Yeah. Are they going down or up when it comes to the statistics of drugs?
I would say it hasn't had an appreciable spike or decrease for a while.
Okay.
It did after, Prop 47. Okay. We saw, you know, kind of a good shift in the numbers.
Yeah.
But since then it really hasn't from what I've noticed or any major change. But we've, in that fiscal year, filed 758 drug-related cases with, 351 of them misdemeanors and 407 of them being drugs.
Okay.
So that's significant.
We're with Stephanie Bridget, our Shasta County DA, and she's got the 2024-2025, which I'm going to keep on my desk, by the way. Almost like a, what do you call them, coffee table books?
State of the Tribe. It's very nicely presented. It shows charts.
And can one
pick this up someplace?
Yeah.
Anybody, a citizen?
Swing by our office, sure.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for the windshield whisperer, it's Jeff Wurst. He can fix any windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. You can't see it. He does wonderful work. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. I wish he fixed grills on your truck.
Okay, that's another story.
And but he's been through all the schools. He takes your vehicle into a climate controlled atmosphere where he can then work his magic. You know, on the side of the road, just let me tell you, I can't figure out how they can fix something and then guarantee it like Jeff Wurst, and they can't. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield of the old Red Rover, and it was 17 years it lasted. You couldn't see it. And when I sold the truck, I said, "You've got a crack there." And he goes, "Where?" That's pretty cool. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Support our local businesses. We will be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I love it. You know, that is the best, you know, when you think about, like, what's the word I want to say? You know, I had
something
a friend,
everybody knows.
No, I had
what
a friend that created these, they're not jingles, there's a name for
intros or something.
They would be like,
themes,
you know, Barnaby
songs.
Jones. I mean,
yeah,
he was
songs.
The guy who wrote those. Oh, yeah. He was famous for that. Dick Benedictus, good friend of mine. So when I think about it, somebody had created that, which you know now is a signature piece. You just hear dun-dun, and that's it. It's yeah. Like, da-da.
This portion,
you know?
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, they've got them all right there. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry designer, full-service jewelry store in Reading. Plus, they have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices and been voted best in the North State 3 years in
They're
a row.
They're wonderful people.
Locally owned, locally out. 30 years they've been
no,
there.
No, they've been a long time. Yeah. And so I love the fact that it's, you know, Leonard is still there the first Monday. And, of course, let's talk about December. December is their anniversary sale.
This is their anniversary sale.
So if you, perfect time for you
to. It's like 32 years now.
Yeah, and they've got just everything. They've got charms. They've got.
Estate jewelry, Native American, Old Pond, they've got it all.
Everything within your price budget, I can guarantee that.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Well, when I say, you know, if you're going to go in and say, I've got $20, I mean, you might get like a little thing for your chain.
No charm.
But they fix your jewelry. How many times have you lost a clasp? Or you've got a broken chain or, you know, your prong. I mean, this is really important stuff. If you've got things that you value, you need to keep them up. Yeah.
Excuse me. I got choked up. We're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget and the annual report from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. It's just chock full of information and numbers. So if you have questions, you can use this as a reference. Because your people put this together with the latest statistics. Now, some of the crimes, you know, have rolled over into this year, and some will roll over into next year when you start looking at the numbers.
Sure.
Now, the proposition, let's talk murder cases because people are always getting that. from 2021 to 2024, you filed an average of 13.25 new murder cases each year. This seems like a lot.
Wow. Well,
it's a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is Reading. And we have Shasta County.
Yeah. Yeah. And what we did for this is we took each year. So this one isn't based on the fiscal year. This
right.
is, we wanted to say, okay, in 2021, you know, how many new ones did we file? How many did we have pending when that year started and how many resolved? And we did that for 2021, 2022, 23, and 24. So
okay.
You kind of get a good historical picture of the number of homicide cases that are being worked by the office.
Well, in 2023, You had, you had, 10 filed, mm-hmm. 12 pending, but 21 resolved.
We had that was a year of trials and resolutions.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big year.
Now, 2024, mm-hmm. you've got, 15 that are filed, 19 that are pending, and so far in 2024, 6 were resolved. Are we killing each other more up here in Shasta County? I keep asking that. Is it getting more violent? But yet the feedback I get is no. It's just, you know, you have a year it's like this, and next year is no.
It does change year from year, but I mean, it does seem to me that if we just look at homicides from now, comparing it to, you know, 15 years ago, there is slightly more happening, but not like a huge increase.
Okay.
But some years we have a lot. Some years we don't. So it's a lot.
This 2021, there was like 41 homicides. Or were some of those from another year?
So in 2021, when we came into the year, we had 25 pending.
Okay.
And there were 16 new filed that year and 7 resolved. You got to remember that was back coming out of COVID in 2020, 2021, when we had the court shut down a lot. So we did have a high number of still pending rolling in and into that year and into the next year. We've slowly caught up some on that.
Because trying to get a jury trial during that time was almost impossible.
It was very tough. The court itself was shut down multiple times.
Yeah. So 2023 that was kind of a quiet year. And as much as it. I mean,
With only, 10 new filed cases.
Yeah.
but that doesn't always reflect how many actually happened that year, because some, might take 6 months, a year, 40 years to resolve if it's a cold case.
Which all have done.
Which we have. We're in conjunction with the sheriff's office. We've had some great ones recently.
Yeah, that one guy they got from that. He killed, he raped the girl and shot her. I don't know if he shot her too or just raped her, but he shot the, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Shot
and killed the guy, 18-year-old, and sexually assaulted the 18-year-old girl.
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
And how did you all catch him on that?
Yeah, that was DNA. That was genealogy, so it was getting.
And was he in jail someplace else or not?
He had been in and out of jail, but he was not in jail at the time.
He was not in jail at the time.
Yeah.
So you found some DNA from, I guess you, because you kept the DNA from 40 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's going back through, every year, every 2 years, this is more a question for the sheriff's office, but they routinely have people going back and opening up those old cold cases and. Yeah. Going back through it, going down to the evidence lab and saying, okay, what do we still have preserved? What in here maybe we can test now that we couldn't test 40 years ago, or we couldn't test even 5 years ago because of new advances in technology?
Isn't that amazing that DNA would still be there 40 years later?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's fantastic, and that's something, too, that I would love to be able to bring somebody on to talk about DNA. Where it was 10 years ago, where it is now. And I love the fact that, say somebody's just out of school and they want to work for one of your departments, and they go, okay, we're going to put you down in the basement. I mean, we love that. Remember the show we saw, Q, the Avenue, Department Q, and they started this department. One of our favorite actors, it was really great, Motley Crue, put together Motley Crue in the basement, and they were able to cover these cold case files and create stuff. And many times the cold case files, if it's a mass murderer, it's bringing it into the present.
Yeah.
And we don't know. So it's a fascinating thing to go backwards in order to go forwards.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is fascinating. And just the ability to bring closure to these families that just, have probably to a certain extent got to the point where they don't think that they're ever going to be caught.
I am. we got time. Prop 57. And I'm just kind of going through the book. Prop 57.
Prop 36?
Well, it was 36. Yeah. And then underneath that, it said in November 2016. Prop 57 allowed people to come back.
Oh, okay.
And
I see where you're
that.
At. Mm-hmm.
And then that one note, what's the one that just passed that people said, no, this, you know, trying to fix 47. And
yeah, so we just had that passed.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank on the number at the moment.
I know,
but
so
what it did is it it really, well, it's Prop 36.
Prop 36. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It reversed a lot of the ill impacts of Prop 47.
Right.
So
okay.
Prop 36 is the one that, because when Prop 47 passed, it basically took the vast majority of theft and drug cases that we were getting and made them so they were always a misdemeanor. A person who stole under, you know, $950 could do that every day of the week, year after year, and just get, you know, hundreds of misdemeanor cases.
Yeah.
And it was just, it, we saw such an increase in thefts, increase in drug crimes, because people walking around in possession of drugs, always a misdemeanor, no matter if they did it 50, 60, 70 times.
They could have like a handful of fentanyl.
Well,
maybe not fentanyl, but
It was a horrible situation. So
yeah.
When Prop 36 was, you know, we pushed very, very hard as the California District Attorneys Association and locally in all the different counties to get that passed, to make it so that if people have the prior convictions, then we are able to file it as a felony. So they get their, you know, a couple, two times as a misdemeanor, and then next time we're looking at a felony. As it relates to drugs, the first time it was a felony after they have their priors, it would be a treatment mandated. So we're trying to make sure that people can, okay, you keep getting caught, you keep doing it, let's mandate and force you into treatment. If that doesn't work, it's a felony and you can get real time.
Are you still doing ankle bracelets?
Yes, we do.
All right. So that's what reminds me, so that if they're not going to, is there like, okay, you've got 2 weeks to sign up, you're in a treatment program?
No, unfortunately, it's not like that, because it's still, we're trying to get them into that usually early on in the case. And probation is the department that gets involved. So that's like after a person has pled, and then part of their terms, they're going to get an ankle monitor. Or it could be if they were part of a program that probation has, that they try to make sure that they appear to their court dates. It's called SOR, Supervised Own Recognizance Program. Excuse me, program to try to people get there. But I'm not aware of that. That's being used in Prop 36. This is fairly new. It just started this year. So I know all the partners, my office, HHSA. Probation and public defenders have been working very hard over the last year to try to streamline this drug treatment program under Prop 36, and it's been a lengthy process.
Well, let me just say I'm proud of California's voters.
Yeah.
That, unlike the people that were against it, like Newsom, the people spoke on this one, said they'd had enough of crime.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
And it passed by.
It was
overwhelming.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And the people against it were Newsom and most of the supermajority down in Sacramento, and I can't figure out why, because any poll they took showed it being people were just had it with the crime. But we have to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back in a couple minutes with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's the Kia season of new tradition sales events. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet
can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center. In Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Hardfought Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Grange Co-op.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Most days are just Wednesday.
Good morning.
Oh, great song.
You know what we listen to for 2,800 miles?
Oh.
Willie's Roadhouse. Oh, my God. It was so great. We sat there and we thought about, you know, and of course they have the hosts that come on during these shows that do the 3 hours. And they break in about every five or six songs and do a little bit of, like, who's performing and who the history of these artists. So we heard Marty Robbins and a lot of these old-timers with great songs.
Patty Cline, Hank Williams.
Patsy. Sorry.
What did I say? Oh, Patsy
Cline. That's right. But, yeah. You know, there was a lot. Just start really, really. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Hey, welcome back to the show. And 7:53 in the morning on the 10th of December. And Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, is our guest. And we're giving away before we get to see
you. All right, you guys. We know that, you know, even though it's foggy, rain or shine, we have the lovely Garden of Lights. It's the sixth annual. And we went on media night. And a lot of times, the couple past times we've gone on media night, it's been raining and you're not really sure if it's going to rain. But it's they do this show all the way to January 4th, and it is so spectacular. So right now we're going to give away two tickets to the 6th Annual Reading Garden of Lights. This is good for any night.
Except
for New Year's Eve. So this goes to January 4th, and you may want to look on, it's not valid on the 27th, 28th, 24th, 25th, the 31st, or 1st. There's just a few days that it's not valid for, but this is good, and so we're taking a call right
open,
now.
It's going to be open Christmas Day, too.
Yeah.
You know, after people open up their presents, and they can go down there. So two tickets, good for any of those days, and it'll show you which days are not. So 530-605-4567. And we have Stephanie Bridget with us, and annual report 2024-2025 from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. It's got all the crimes. It's got the statistics. I'm kind of like the statistics, you know, because you can get in a grasp. Like, I was totally surprised. I'm still totally surprised about homicides.
Yeah.
In Shasta County, it just doesn't seem like it. And but all the different types of cases filed, a lot. Now, not as many as drugs or DUIs, but then the next big one, well, is theft cases, and then 352 domestic violence cases.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You've got a family violence unit.
We do.
What is that?
So our family violence unit is a unit that's focused on crimes that impact the family. So any type of child abuse, physical child abuse, domestic violence, elder abuse, and then sex crimes, whether it's sexual assault, molestation of a child, or rape of an adult. So we have dedicated prosecutors that is part of a unit, and that they handle all of those cases. And they're going to handle those from a lot of times when it happens, they are going out to the initial interviews, especially if it's the, you know, molestation and child sexual assault. They're at the Children's Legacy Center while the interview is being handled. They're making the filing decision and handling it all the way up through trial. Same with our domestic violence and elder abuse. So it's a specialized unit to make sure that, you know, we're sending them to the trainings to keep them up to date on the law and the interview techniques and just the way to handle those cases and be successful in trial. So
okay.
It's a very specialized unit.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you all work with, like, One Safe Place on
we
those?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. on the, especially domestic with violence. Kids and mm-hmm. on the domestic violence, but the, on the sexual assault cases, because they've got...
On the adult sexual assault cases.
Yeah.
So if anything is involving a child, whether it's sexual assault or physical abuse, then that would be through the Children's Legacy Center.
Hey, Bill, you won the tickets.
Bill McDonald,
you
come and get
tickets,
your tickets.
Buddy.
Congratulations. Come by 1326 Market Street, use it before 12 o'clock, and pick up your two tickets.
Now,
to Garden of Lights.
Do we have a lot of juvenile problems?
We do, but the thing is the juvenile law has been one of the areas that has been very, very much watered down. So every year, the amount of changes and watering down of juvenile law has just, it's just not even fathomable. I mean, they just...
Can you be 16 and shoot somebody and still be a juvenile?
It's difficult. So we used to be able to direct file as an adult if you committed certain crimes such as murder. That we don't have that ability anymore. Everything is filed in juvenile court, whether it's murder, rape, anything. If we feel like this juvenile needs to be tried as an adult, there's a very lengthy process that we must go through to petition to the court and
prove
to the court to try to get it up. But
there was I think it was a juvenile that shot somebody last year, maybe it was the year before.
On that
drive-by.
We have murder cases of juvenile involving juveniles and it's significant.
The person that's handling that, your OIC of the unit, looks like he's 12. So you can pass that on to him. He'll probably be happy for me to say that. So he can relate. Consumer protection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you what. We've got like a minute left.
Okay.
Tell us real quickly. It's even less than a minute now. The last thing you want people really to be thinking about.
Oh, well, you know, one thing I wanted to make sure people were thinking about is, you know, all the scams that are out there. Protect okay. yourself during the holiday season. And if you get gift cards and it is under $10 left on the card when you've used it, the merchant is required to give you cash for that. So if you only have $2 left on the card or $6, they have to exchange the card for cash. A lot of them don't. It's the law that they do, and our consumer protection unit does handle those cases. So
okay.
if there's units in town that are not honoring, or companies in town that are not honoring that, call us, let us know, because that can be a waste of money, or it can require you to spend
yeah.
more money at that store than you
right.
signed up to spend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you get a $15 gift card, you got $2 left, what do? You lose the $2.
Yeah.
That's why the law protects consumers in that way.
Okay.
So that's, everyone's getting gift cards this year, so I thought they needed to know.
Stephanie Bridget, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays,
Christmas,
Happy New
holidays.
Year's.
Thanks for being
with us today.
Absolutely.
And,
thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break from the news, and then Todd Jones, Chamber of Commerce, will join us.
Excited about that.
KCNR, Chester Redding.
Prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high. Because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
He acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy, even as he defended his tariff policy and pointed to falling gas prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is expected to hold a series of campaign-style rallies in advance of next year's crucial midterm elections. The strategy is to get the president out there in hopes that that will get more pro-Trump voters to the polls. Miami will be getting its first Democrat mayor in several decades.
Democrat Eileen Higgins has won the Miami mayor's race, defeating Republican Emilio Gonzalez, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Well, we did it!
Higgins will be the first woman to lead Miami. With nearly all the votes counted from Tuesday's voting, Higgins led Republican Gonzalez by about 19 percentage points. Audio courtesy of WSVN. I'm Donna Warder.
Later today, the Fed will be announcing its latest decision on interest rates. Ahead of that, the Dow is up 100 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
Members of Europe's main human rights body, the Council of Europe, are meeting today to review what's become a thorny, politically charged issue in the EU.
The meeting of 46 states comes after growing tension over how human rights laws apply to migration, but also behind-the-scenes momentum to make changes. Officials at the Council of Europe, the body that oversees the court, believe a political declaration could be reached by the spring over how human rights laws should apply in a far more restrictive way to people smugglers and failed migrants. That deal would aim to make it harder for people to resist being sent home and potentially easier for governments to set up so-called return hubs for those with nowhere else safe to go.
The BBC's Dominic Cascione. Two four-story buildings have collapsed in Fez, Morocco, killing 19 people. State news media reports the buildings housed 8 families, 16 people were injured. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a new ski season in the Green Mountain State. Rescue teams are increasingly relying on social media.
A TikTok video has influenced skiers chasing fresh powder tracks in the backcountry of Vermont.
That means inexperienced resort goers are skiing out of bounds, finding themselves lost in the woods and in need of rescue. John Wasey is the chief at Stowe Mountain Rescue.
Stowe Mountain Rescue responded to a 911 call for two lost skiers. One was a skier, one was a snowboarder, two 19-year-olds.
The rescue now sees around 8 missions to help multiple lost skiers per season, compared to around 3 only 5 years ago. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
South Korea will require advertisers to label their ads made with AI. There's been a surge of deceptive promotions. Promotions featuring fabricated experts or deep faked celebrities endorsing food or pharmaceutical products on social media. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, the 10th of December, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm, and it's National Dewey Decimal Day. Yes, there should be a parade. We should have a parade
and
for that.
You know, I what? Looked it up, and still a lot of libraries still use it.
Of course they do.
Oh, great.
This is how they catalog all the books, the thousands of books in there. I know, it's probably on computers now, I would imagine. But
they use it on computers, too.
Yeah. Right? So, yeah. I mean, everybody's...
I'm going to be curious about what happens, and, you know, Todd may have some insight, what happens with the Reading Library as we're doing, as the city's going to go through some cuts with...
How many days a week is the library right. going to be shut
and
down?
And do you have a library card, and what does that mean?
I have a library card.
And
I do, too.
And I think it's a shame, I'm just going to be one of those people that says that, you know, that there isn't more... restrictions on people that can go in and use the bathrooms and loiter around the front of the library. I just do, because it takes away, it's almost like walking down the street of San Francisco. You know, it takes away the joy of walking in and just sitting in the library enjoying. What do I want people hanging out?
Library's open to the public.
I know. But so is Barnes & Noble, and guess where people are going.
No, they're not going to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. They're busy there, just different clientele.
Yeah.
Why don't you regale us with the weather?
All right, 52. Well, actually, it's they say it's about 42 right now, but it's going to be 52 today. Hazy then sunny, so you know you're going to be getting more of this area dense fog, and then mostly clear with overnight lows about 45. Thursday is going to call for 54. Sunny skies is the forecast, as well as Friday with 57 and sunny, and Saturday's 56 and Sunday 60. So we've got some beautiful weather ahead of us, chilly but clear skies. And hopefully that fog bed lifts. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned company. 365-2793 for all of your propane needs, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts.
We love the Kinney family.
Yes.
It is a... locally owned, locally operated family business, and now they're just good people.
Now, before we get going, we've got Todd Jones. We've got a lot to cover. You know, the CEO or the head of, the director of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. You guys are both Marines, and I know that you wanted to talk and rest in peace, somebody that's been near and dear to us.
When I first came here, one of the first people I met was a former sergeant in the Marine Corps. By the name of Gordon Bach. He was in the Asphalt Cowboys. He was involved with all the military events, the Marine Corps ball and everything.
Very involved with the Marines when they came in.
The kind of family that adopted their grandson because their son was and daughter-in-law going through all types of drug things. But so they adopted their grandson to give him a chance in life. And then about 4 years ago, things started happening and forgetting things and all that. So it resulted in him having And with Debbie. And Debbie.
Debbie is
God bless
saint.
You, Debbie.
And saint. She came to the Marine Corps ball with her grandson.
Yeah. And he was in a care facility at that point. And then Gordon passed away at 3 a.m. this morning. Mm. And I hate to hear that. You know, it's somebody you know. And somebody that was just life and was, that did so much for our community. He's one of those unsung hero types,
yes.
You know, that did so much for our community and our veterans. Like I said, a member of the Asphalt Cowboys. So Gordon passed away this morning at 3 a.m. We were talking about him yesterday. We had our after-action report for the Marine Corps birthday ball yesterday, and somebody said he wasn't doing well.
Hmm.
So, Debbie, our hearts go out to you and our prayers and, you know, you hear it all the time, so, but, you know, Gordon's in a better place.
Yeah.
Right now. Okay. We're here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And you know what? When we're gone, it just seems like this place exploded. you know, one of the good things we have is Blake Fisher. Blake's a good friend of ours, a fantastic young man, a hell of an entertainer, an actor, a singer.
Mm.
But he works for Viva Downtown, and he comes in and takes our place while we're
He's
gone.
Done a great job.
Never been 2 weeks, but you know, it was broken up, of course, by right. Thanksgiving, and then we were broadcasting from Las Vegas.
And we thank the Reading Chamber of Commerce for being one of the sponsors for the NFR.
I hope you heard three full days.
I hope you listened
to one of those.
I listened on Thursday.
Yeah, we talked about, yeah.
Head of the PRCA, uh-huh. President
yep.
of PR, yeah.
Yeah, that's the president of the right. Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association right. that was there. I mean, that's kind of big guys there in Las Vegas that week.
And of course, we support the Reading Rodeo. We're there mm-hmm. with the Reading Rodeo Association, yeah. and so it just ties into the Chamber of
we
Commerce.
We do appreciate that y'all supported us.
You know, in hindsight, looking about it now, I should have had Visit Reading do it. You know, because having a little tie-in with the
yes.
rodeo next year,
yes.
remind me.
The Reeds
will do Visit Reading.
Yes.
But I said Visit Reading and the Reed.
Right.
You
yeah.
did.
You did.
Or
you did.
Every, well, no.
Yeah.
Well,
I got
the information from you, and they're a little bit longer reads than we usually do because there's a lot of information. And when you think about when I was reading it, it was like we're talking about all the great things about Reading and how Visit Reading, how people can come in here and literally – fish during the day or mm-hmm. be on the lake during the day and buck by the river
yeah.
at night.
Yeah, I heard you talking about PRCA boss with about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah we invited him. Please spend some time with us. Let's show you.
We'll send you down the river.
We want to show you Reading.
Well,
right.
That's happened the last couple of years. These guys were in fishing and they were staying over to Sheridan. What in the heck is going on here? So they end up going to the rodeo. That night and have a great time.
Oh, there were fishermen.
The fishermen.
Oh, that's
funny. They were fishing and then they
yeah.
went to the rodeo. So they said, we're doing this every year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I assume they came back this
yeah.
year for
that's
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you must be really proud because, and we are as well, because almost $1,500,000 in 14 hours was given away from North State Giving
oh,
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
That
incredible.
Is the generous
was,
community we're in.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I mean, things are tough out there.
Yeah, they are. You know, it was funny. I know I don't try to bring up the podcast when I'm on the radio, but my podcast with Carrie Caranci
yes.
a couple weeks ago that we put out there, you know, it's amazing. No matter what is going on, the economy's kind of in a funny place right now for a lot of people, but no matter what, people show up on
North
State Giving
Tuesday. You do a great job on the podcast,
oh, thank
by
you.
The way. I've seen those, and they're really, really – where do you do those?
We do those with Ellis Lane. So they have a studio on California Street right next to Fratelli's.
There you
and
go.
I
yeah.
just walk in.
Upstairs.
They have all the stuff. It's downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Right on the ground floor. Christy Ellis is one of the owners yeah. there, and they make it really easy for
yeah,
me. They have all the
they're
gear,
a great company.
All the stuff.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
so
great.
Love them.
So you do a great job.
Thank
so
you.
Never,
and,
you know, I mean, we have room for everything.
Yeah.
So always that's how I feel about, you know, you with you being in the Chamber of Commerce, you can have 20 restaurants.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
I mean, they're businesses.
Yeah.
We support businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
We support people in the community, staying in the community. What would be roughly the number of Chamber of Commerce what do you want to call it?
Members
at this point.
Right now we have about 750 members. So okay. That's about where we've been at for a long time. We had a little bit of a spike in COVID when we were giving away free memberships, but right now we're at 750 members and, you know, we're a pretty good sized chamber. We have, four staff on the chamber side. We have one right now on the visit writing side with Danny, Jennifer Johnson, who was with us, just got promoted and she, is now with Choose Reading, which is a kind of a big story. Reading Tourism and Marketing Group and Shasta Cascade Wonderland. So there's five of us total and, you know, we're a good sized chamber. I go and I stay in touch with a lot of chamber executives throughout the West Coast now and, you know, the programming that we have, the stuff that we're doing, like it's pretty impressive when you compare ourselves to other chambers, which is a hard thing to do because you just don't see them that often.
Right.
You know, I'm good friends with my buddy Dave Gowan, who's the CEO of the Red Bluff Tehama County Chamber.
Okay, excellent.
And they have a lot of great stuff going on as well.
Oh, yes, they do. And their rodeo, I mean, they had such a great attendance as well with their Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah.
Members at the NFR and the convention beforehand.
It would be interesting, and we got to take a break, because they've got vendors. It's
for NFR?
At the NFR, they have one large room.
It's like NFR Christmas, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about something else.
That's okay.
They have for like all the contract acts have this huge room, and they come in there and they advertise. The trick riders, the barrelmen. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all everybody's in there. And I was thinking about that, and then they have. When you're walking through the corridors where thousands of people go through, I was wondering how hard that would be to have something like Reading, Visit Reading.
Visit Reading.
Home of the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah. At that convention.
We are the heart of the rodeo, rodeo here in Northern California.
Yeah.
Right.
We got Red Bluff, we've got the Red Bluff Roundup, we have the Reading Rodeo.
Selena.
And people know us from all these places because we're really top rated and there's all these people that are coming through there. I'm just wondering after we just mentioned it.
Sure.
Is there a way maybe we do something that we have Visit Reading along where we're at?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be fun. I mean, hey, you know, trip to Vegas, go to NFR. That'd be kind of fun. I'd take that. I mean, Danny's going to, I know we got to take a break in a minute, but Danny's going to a Sportsman's Expo in Sacramento in January.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we used to go to a lot of conferences. That's the way the visitors world used to be for tourism.
Right.
We do a lot less of that now. A lot of it's just digital advertising and focusing, but we still do a handful of conferences and conventions a year to try to say, hey, we're going to be next to all these people that enjoy the great outdoors. Let's tell them about Reading and all the great stuff we have to offer. And they're a lot of fun. It's good to kind of meet people in the industry too.
Right.
Cause then you make those relationships and you can have conversations with them to pitch stories and talk about branding or maybe doing a commercial up here. So it's a good place to meet people and, you know, draw people to Reading for different reasons.
Well, I tell you, Golden Valley Bank did a commercial. You've probably seen it.
Yeah.
And it's tied into the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
And it's a great commercial.
Yeah.
And the thing about, and
they're a major sponsor.
The Reading Rodeo. But the thing about that is when you've got so many that Reading is a major rodeo, 716 rodeos in the United States. Reading's in the top 40, which means is the Cowboy Channel comes out and does 4 days here. So, you know, a way of tying in maybe.
Maybe we should do some commercials with the Cowboy Channel.
That's what I'm, you know.
There we go. Now we're talking.
You're in the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
You've got, hey, come, you know, because people are watching this small country and world.
Yep.
That's a good idea. I like
just
that.
Just a thought.
Yeah,
and now
good.
We have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking Fast Track. That's for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. You know, when you sign up for it, they're going to ask you a series of questions to make sure it's not serious, you know, heart or chest pains, external bleeding, all these kind of things. And if it's just something that you've got the flu and it's just, you know, or, you know, something like that, you can set up a time that you can wait at home and then go down there and get in the treatment room instead of waiting for 3 or 4 hours. It's much better to wait from home. It's called Fast Track, and you go to ShastaRegional.com, go to Fast Track and click on that, and it's got all the information. Also, just to let you know, is that Shasta Regional Medical Center for 2 years in a row now has been granted A ratings by the Leapfrog organization. which it's the highest rating you can get, and the only one here, the only hospital in town that has that, lack of contagion from other cases, less have people having to come back afterwards. All of these things are rated on all these, and they got an A rating. Something to think about. We'll be right back with Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the Kia season of new tradition sales events. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Grange Co-op.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day here. Wednesday is hump day. Monday is your beginning of the weekday. Tuesday is what? Meh day. Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Wednesday is hump day. Thursday, you're sliding into Friday. So, we are here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And while we were gone, of course, Blake stood in for us, and he's part of the Viva Downtown. So he had a number of guests like this, but then I started seeing photos of the lighted Christmas parade, mm-hmm. but the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Incredible.
From the overhead, I mean, we're looking at it, and it looks kind of like, you know, New York City.
Rockefeller almost. Center.
Yeah, yeah. Rockefeller yeah, Center. Yeah. All those people there.
Yeah.
So how did, I mean, is that the largest one?
I don't know. That was a huge one. I don't know who keeps track. We could probably ask like Tyler Whitlow. He's the one that's been doing that shot with the drone for years.
And yeah.
It's an incredible shot. It's awesome. We should probably ask him because I mean it looked busy. I was not able to make it this year in person. My son was in the Christmas Carol for Reading Christian, so I was there.
Oh, we know where that is. Oh, that's right.
Yep. So I was there at that. But it looked like an incredible event. But last week, I mean, the amount of good stuff going on in town. We had the public market ribbon cutting on Thursday, which had a great turnout.
Yeah, missed that because we were gone.
You know, obviously my office is right down the street from here next to the public market. So every time I've popped into the public market to grab a snack or drink or say hi to somebody, I mean, it's been nonstop busy. It's been nonstop. It's been incredible. So, then the Christmas parade on Friday, which was awesome. Yeah. I heard.
Well, we had Daniel Knott on. And I've known him since he was Danny.
Yeah.
And, I met him down there, you know, while they were still working on mm-hmm. it and walked through it. And I was just, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from hot dogs to pizza, just, you know, gourmet sandwiches, noodles.
Yeah.
I can't even
smash burgers, Bantam, Bread Butcher's Cold Brew. I mean, all the stuff. San Marzano Market's got so many great things.
What's the name of the brewery?
Fall River.
Fall River.
The beer, the bar.
And here's the good thing. There's places to sit there.
Yeah.
And
the patio is awesome. It's huge.
Yeah,
and heaters and fireplaces.
Yeah. And they can close it off.
Yeah.
If you have like rain or something, mm-hmm. you can close that off with an ankle. Glass.
Yeah, it's got glass garage doors.
And this really steps up downtown.
Oh, yeah, big time.
This is something you would see in much larger cities.
Yeah, I mean, our office is on the corner of Butte and Pine Street.
Yeah.
My window faces Pine, and then our front lobby, you know, kind of faces both. But the amount of people coming downtown every single day, all day long, we've been down there for like 6 years, I think, now, and it's more people than we've ever seen. I mean, everybody's coming downtown right now. It's awesome.
Well,
lots of walking.
We have parking behind mm-hmm. our building here. Now, it's for Chevron Square. And, of course, we get here early in the morning, so we don't have any problem with parking. But I tell you what, you come in here in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even plan parking here.
Yeah.
You know, I'll drive through just to look. But
right.
So we end up parking, you know, sometimes across California Street.
Yeah.
Because so many people are down here.
Yeah, and you get validated in the parking garage too. So yeah. All those people online that say there's nowhere to park, the parking garage is six stories, there's tons of spaces,
tons
and
of
validate
space
it at the public market. So,
yeah.
It's
so if you free.
Oh my gosh,
you're
the public market.
You get a validated parking. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that.
Well, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, because I parked by my office and I walked up here this morning.
Yeah.
And even Sherman Square, where you guys are at, having those two new businesses here, I mean, those two suites have been open for a very long time. So you have that, I think it's Isla Women's Boutique, and then you have the bookstore right next door.
Bookstore just opened up.
That is, it's just great to see, you know, what the public market is, I believe, is really, I'm sure Blake talked about this a lot last week. I only caught a few segments, but, you know, it's really a catalyst for downtown. So all these places like the two suites next to you, and we'll have the Ribcage down here with Jason Odell.
Gosh.
So there's just all these things in it, you know.
The Smashburger is Jason's baby too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. DJ Smashburger's amazing.
And the pizza, Nana's pizza
Noni's pizza is
the Knott family because that was their grandmother.
Their grandmother.
Yep.
And they love the story about that. Well, we did miss that because we were in Vegas covering it, and we know that you were on because of, you know, with Blake. But you can never repeat it enough about what's going on downtown and how there's this not a resurgence but a new surge.
Right.
There's got to be a name for it, like this new energy of where people can just park a couple streets back and just walk and walk
in the garage.
Bundle up.
What we talked about while you were out doing that other stuff, if you park in the parking garage and go over to the public market,
they'll validate it
so you can park free.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Maybe some of the other businesses around here ought to think about that.
Yeah, they could. Absolutely.
Yeah, especially when things get more and more crowded, and they will.
Yeah, and again, I've probably talked about this before, but back when I was at the EDC, I did retail recruitment for a couple of years to kind of try it out because bringing a manufacturer to town is a very difficult thing to do, especially in California. So we did retail recruitment, and we spent some time with K2 and the McConnell Foundation trying to recruit businesses downtown before the public market really became what it is or the thought process it was today. And, you know, I think what I like most about the public market is it's a bunch of local entrepreneurs. For many of them, it's their second or third location. Some of it's their first, but it's people that have done this before, and we're really the Knott family in K2 is really supporting local businesses to enable them to be there because, you know, it's a very expensive endeavor. K2 spent a lot of money on that build out.
Well, it's first class.
And it's every detail is amazing.
I mean, say.
Have you seen the woman's bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Say the head of PRCA.
I went there before it opened.
Say the head of PRCA. Like, for instance, anybody who comes into town, you want to take them there. Because where are we in Seattle? Even Seattle's marketplace isn't this nice.
Yeah. No, this is way better. Yeah. And I was driving down last night to take my kid to basketball practice, and it was dark, and the fog was coming in. And, you know, looking at the neon sign from Thunderbird, and then the downtown Reading sign, and then the public market sign, then the Christmas tree, and then the Cascade Theater. I was like, that's such a cool image of downtown. And it's, again, like I said at the ribbon cutting last week for the public market, they're bringing back history with the public market because, you know, Market Street goes back down through downtown. The tree is close to where it was back in the day when it was in the middle of the road. My parents have stories of this. There was no cones. There was no barricade. The tree was literally in the middle of the road on Market Street for decades before the mall came in. And my dad would tell me, like, you know, they just, you go to Jack's and someone's turning around and people just are drinking and they run into the Christmas tree. And it is what it is. It's just a huge tree. It doesn't move.
If you haven't been down there, you'll see photos too.
Oh, it's incredible.
Of Market Street back into the 20s.
Yeah, all the neon right there on the ice cream shop wall.
All
and
these
parking meters back from the 50s too. So
that we had here until just a couple years
we
ago.
Did.
And we're still trying to figure that
out. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. We're here with Todd Jones, and what we're doing is gushing over the public market.
That's amazing.
And the changes that are downtown here that is going to help. We all know that our tax base here is flat, if not a little bit less than it was last year. Places like the public market and others build that tax base.
Absolutely.
And so we've got to do is support our local businesses. Nothing against corporations, but if you've got a local business here in town, we need to support that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking today after I get everything done this morning, I might just go down there and have.
You are not going down there without me. After we get the horse back, we'll go down together. We'll go down put on my
and we'll find
my walking shoes, and we'll definitely.
Well, you're going to have to pull me across, pull me off the hot dog guy.
Okay, so, let's do it.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a local business, Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. I found them in 2007. Yes, I'm dating myself because that's when I moved to Reading. And never gone to another barbershop. If they're closed because they take a vacation, I will let my hair go down over my ears until they get back. And in fact, I'm calling them today at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It is a barbershop, the old-timey kind. Love it. And they have discounts for seniors, and it's just a great place, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with the Chamber of Commerce.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said you're a rambling man.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't ever gonna change.
And, you know, right now the NFR is still going on. We've been watching it every single night. We were there, and country music everywhere. We saw Tim McGraw Saturday night.
Oh, wow, nice.
And at Caesars, which is like, you know, and he's in such good shape. And my girlfriend and I looked at each other and went, oh, my God, he has got on. He called him britches. After he did Humble and Kind, he goes, I don't know if I could say that after I'm wearing these britches. So he called him britches, which is so funny. Yeah, okay.
I saw him in Sacramento last year. Yeah, he
does a good show.
He does a really good show.
He does a really
good show. A lot
of fun. Yeah, and everybody knew every...
He had four back surgeries and two knee replacements in the last...
Are you going to be on the microphone? Are you talking up? I don't know. We're not a break. We're on the air
here,
right now.
We're here.
I
didn't know we were...
Yeah. Doing?
I thought y'all were still talking.
No!
We're talking about Tim McGraw's britches now.
Yeah, we're on the air. Yeah. And we're on the air with CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, Todd Jones. Let's get right to it.
You didn't even bring it back.
Well, he put on the music, and I say,
we were jamming.
Great country music, and it's, you know, the NFR, and we appreciate going back. If you're just tuning in, that Reading Chamber of Commerce supported KCNR as we were doing Free Fire Radio live in our morning show, and we really appreciate that. Marriage that we have with you, and that's a beautiful thing. Chamber of Commerce will get behind you.
It's a new marriage. Yeah. You may be growing pains.
And Chamber of Commerce will get behind businesses, and you did that for us. So we just want to say thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you've got some events coming up. Let's talk about that.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the city we can talk about still, but I need to make sure I talk about my events. So Greeters, Greeters is such an interesting event. We're one of the only chambers that I know that does a weekly Greeters. Most people call it something like Good Morning Red Bluff or something else, but we do one every week. It's booked into June right now. We have over 100 people every week, and this Thursday, we're really excited. We're going to be at Grange Co-op. So they've been open for several months now, they've been a great supporter. They joined the chamber years before they even opened their store.
Oh, really?
Well, there's some other stories about this.
I love Grange. And, you know, Central Point, where they're headquartered, which is right outside of Medford, you know, it's just a lot of similarities to our community. So Grange is a great company and a great store, and we just love having them in our community.
They started coming to the Reading Rodeo years ago.
Yeah.
And one of them said to our president, he goes, see, this is the type of community we want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's because of Reading Rodeo, because it's not. There's so many other
Reading
things.
Reading Rodeo helps. It helps.
But it helped. And they've been advertising with us since the beginning, too. And they local people here. Mm-hmm. They're running a place.
Karen, the general manager, she's awesome.
Yes, yeah. She has talked to her the other day, and we need to have them on. And even though the thing is you've got Grange, you've got Tractor Supply, mm-hmm. you've got what else? Who's the other big one? Not bigger ones, but when you've got Harbor Freight and all
that. Yeah, sure.
Don't forget your local stores.
Yeah.
We always talk about local, going to our local businesses. Then you go on up to the bigger, the big box stores, mm-hmm. because they're still here in Reading. They're hiring our people.
Oh,
they're
paying
their taxes
here
in Reading. And then the last thing you ever do then is go online, even though it is so easy.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can't find something like that, here in town, and if you look around, you probably can. But this is that second step that still helps our economy.
Absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Grange, great people. The CEO is a great guy, and just really enjoyed having them in our community the last few months. And so that's 8 to 9 up on Lake Boulevard, the old Shopco. I don't know the address off the top of my head. I think it's 55 Lake Boulevard for some reason.
Yeah, it's up there.
But you can't miss it. Yeah. I think everyone kind of knows where it is, but Grange on the corner.
It's behind McDonald's.
It's on the other side, opposite side of McDonald's. It's behind there's a Mexican restaurant there now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
It used to be Arby's?
Yeah, exactly. Or, yeah, yep. So that's fun.
You'll
so,
see it.
Yeah, Greeters, that's there next, excuse me, this week, this Thursday, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. And then, the other big event that's coming up, which it's crazy to even think about because I'm so focused on Christmas. I have three little boys, and so we're in the Christmas season, Christmas plays and concerts and all the things going on. But we have Legends and Leaders, which is going to be here before we know it, which
when is that?
Friday. February 27th.
Okay.
Friday, February 27th, and it is at the Holiday Inn this year. We love the Sheraton very, very much, but we've had limited capacity
for years. Yes, you're outgrowing it. Yeah.
We've been sold out before tickets even were available to our members, which has been a good problem to have, but it's just we wanted to open it up a little bit this year. So we're going to be at the Holiday Inn. They have a new general manager, and the new ownership of that hotel has put in millions of dollars this year. So the facility is much improved, and the food quality, the GM is James Farab, who used to be the chef at the Sheraton at Mosaic, and he's a great chef. And so the food quality is excellent, and we're really excited because we can have up to, I think our cap is about 500 people, which is double what we've been able to have for the last several years. So tickets are on sale right now to our chamber members. This is a chamber event. We want chamber members there. So chamber members, you can go to readingchamber.com and get a ticket. The other new thing this year is we are opening up nominations. Our board will still kind of filter through those and make the final decisions for our award winners. But the awards are Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Rising Star, who's typically like a younger up and comer type of person. And then we're doing two new awards this year, Nonprofit of the Year, which is something that we used to do, sponsored by the McConnell Foundation. And then we're also going to do New Business of the Year, someone that's been open for less than 3 years. So those are all nominations that the public can make, readingchamber.com. The biggest award is Citizen of the Year, which is only voted on by past Citizens of the Year. So our past Citizens of the Year, led by former Supervisor Dave Kehoe, he wrangles that group. He was the Citizen of the Year like in the 1980s. So he's the oldest living Citizen of the Year, or the longest, I shouldn't say oldest, longest.
What tie-in does that have to Viva Downtown? Because Viva Downtown used to have something to do with that, didn't they?
I'm not sure. I think they've had different events over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And who was Citizen last year?
Citizen of the Year last year was Ed Roman, who is CEO, I guess I don't know his title, GM of the Best Western Hilltop Plus and Sierra Gibbs. And, I mean, he's just had such a great legacy in our community. So very deserving. And I was in the room for the first time last year. I get to be in the room. I have no say. But it's me and Silas Lyons from the Record Searchlight who are kind of the non-participants, but we facilitate the day and the event, and then Silas works on the story and presents the award every year, and it is quite the hoot to have, you know, Maurice Johannesson and Pat Corey, and now we'll have Ed Roman and Mimi Mosley and all these people talking about who is the most deserving person each year, and it's a very fascinating conversation, which I'm very much looking forward to this year.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so we'll go to Reading Chamber of Commerce.
ReadingChamber.com. Okay. ReadingChamber.com, and you can nominate somebody. They must be a chamber member, and our nominees need to be chamber members. This is a chamber event. And tickets are on sale as well right now. You can buy a table or a ticket Friday, February 27th at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. And we're looking forward to a bigger event this year.
And that's a evening event.
That's an evening event. I believe doors will open at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and it's dressy and it's beautiful.
We've been there before.
Yeah.
We've been
black tie. I have a tuxedo.
Oh, yes.
It's a fun event. I don't have my blues, but I have a tuxedo.
I'm working on your blues.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly old change. Premier, your friendly old change.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, the 10th of December, 8:50 in the morning. And our guest today is Todd Jones, CEO of Redding Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
Three things happened all in the last day or two. One, they've hired a gentleman by the name of William Tarbox.
Tarbo. It's pronounced Tarbo.
Tarbo. Tarbo. Okay.
Like Tarbo.
Very French.
Silence.
Oh, very French.
Tarbo.
Yes. Tarbo.
As the new city manager.
They extended the offer, but, you know, pending a background check and all those things, which I'm sure is routine,
yes.
It'll be
yes.
fine. So, yeah.
And
okay.
then Mike Littow is now the
he's
the new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Kellstrom appointed to be the Shasta County Board Chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot going on in the last couple weeks around Redding.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot more going on in the next six
yep.
to 8 weeks.
So,
really?
The other
yeah.
thing, too, is I can't remember his name, but he was going to run for supervisor.
Yep, Kurt Swanson.
And he dropped out.
Correct. He last Friday.
So he took a look at the amount of work and everything that was going to take for that, and he just said, I'm not prepared to do that.
Yeah.
As many people aren't.
It's a tough job, especially supervisor. All those, I mean, any job, council, supervisor, there's
so... I think
so,
he's talking about the election.
Oh, well, yeah, that's tough.
Because that's
going to,
you know, the hardest part is getting elected.
Yeah.
Then you get in there, you can be a...
I don't know about that. Sometimes I think that when people get there, they're like, oh, man, what did I sign myself up for?
Right.
Oh, that's
true.
A lot of work.
But, you know, a lot of times you can be a clown.
Yeah.
After you get elected.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So that's, we've got a number of elections going to be happening
mm-hmm.
this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisors, city council.
Yep, three seats right now for city council. Tanessa Audette, Jack Munns, and Aaron Resner's terms are all expiring. So
mm-hmm.
Those seats are up. I'm not sure which one of them are running or not really at the moment right now. So it's three seats and two seats every 2 years.
Yeah. So so there's a lot of things going. It's going to be happening this
mm-hmm.
year.
It's going to be busy.
It is going to be a busy year. We talked about the new public market that just opened up.
Yeah.
And, you know, spectacular opening, and it seems like people are supporting it already.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to open up the rib cage.
Right, yep.
Down
next
the
year. The rib cage, barbecue
year.
Joint.
Yeah. Again, Jason O'Dell's.
Yep.
Who is
7 days a week barbecue joint mm-hmm. with
yeah.
full bar. It's going to be nice.
And plus there's housing market.
12 units. Yep.
Yeah.
12 1-bedroom units. I want to talk about city manager just
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's such a big decision. I think so many people still, your listeners are more educated than the average person by far.
True.
But a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, the city manager is really the CEO, right? And you got a city council who's the board of directors. That's like really the equivalent because the city manager really, I don't want to take power away from the council, but they really run the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the boss over 900 plus employees at City Hall. They make recommendations to City Council, and they're in it every day. They know about the issues that are going on,
it's
and
like
they're making recommendations to the City Council to
yeah.
make these decisions. And I think that, you know, really, even though we have budget stuff going on right now with a budget workshop on the 18th, and then we'll have more budget workshops when the new city manager gets here, it sounds like, or earlier potentially, I'm not sure when. But that city manager, I think, is the most consequential decision that the city council will make. I mean, let alone some of the cuts that they're going to have to make early next year. Those are very, very tough decisions.
Mm.
But the city manager role is so important. And I know that it was a very difficult process for council. I don't know anything about Mr. Tarbo, but I'm excited for him and to come to our community and welcome him and work with him, which I've had a long history working with city managers, and the chamber in general has worked with the city managers for over 100 years. And so working with them, hey, what's best for our business community? And, you know, how are we going to help our council and make recommendations and speak up at meetings on what do we want to prioritize? Because there's going to be some tough cuts ahead. And, you know, Mr. Tarbo has a very difficult job ahead of him,
as well as our council.
He's coming into a
great city.
Yep.
Great people. That's having money problems right now. Our tax revenue is down something like 15%.
Yeah, total
from
overall
last 50% year.
50% over projections.
Over projections.
Under projections, excuse me.
Yeah, under.
But still, I think it was like 10 or 13% year over year down. Don't quote me on the exact number, but
it's
down.
Like that.
It's down.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
going to be tough for anybody because what's going to happen is, right, they're going to have to make some decisions that are going to not be popular.
Make recommendations and the council makes decisions, but this city manager has a lot on their shoulders.
People. But, you know, is it going to come down to furloughs like we did before? Is it going to come down to Big League Dreams is open 3 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
The library's open 4 days a week.
The Civic, that's going to be a tough conversation.
The Civic's gone, as far as I'm concerned, because the Advanced Reading has kind of like washed their hands. They got the money.
We'll see what happens. I'm not sure.
Got their money, and that was the city council, what I understand, thought that was going to last till like February. Well, it's gone. So
it's a great asset for our community.
It is.
And I'm not sure what the final outcome is going to be. I think there's still some work to be done to see what can be done at the Civic because it's a great asset for our community.
This is where we bring in big concerts.
We love it. I love the Civic. So, you know, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough road over the next few weeks.
It's going to be, and there's going to be some tough decisions out there, and people are going to get, you know, are going to be upset.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to get your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is, just like for your small business or your household. These are the priorities. These are the top five. And if you are 6 to 12
in the priority list, you may not get as much.
Yeah.
And you, what you try to do is keep things open, but it may not be open 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
or 6 days
mm-hmm.
a week.
Yeah.
Or five.
Yeah. And then we got our, like I said, like you said, we got our new mayor, Mike Letaw, who's my office neighbor down there on Butte Street.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've already had lots of conversations with him since he took over as mayor. And again, mayor's somewhat ceremonial in some ways, but they do run the meeting and, you know, they help set the agenda. And
set
so,
the agenda is the big thing.
Yeah. You know, council has a little bit of discretion there on adding things. It's not quite the same as supervisors, but, you know, again, even if the supervisors, Chris Kellstrom's the board chair now. And, there's elections next year and it's going to, there's a lot of things that we need to decide as a community. And, you know, I always encourage people stay informed, listen to KCNR so you know what's going on. And, you know, you have to speak up because
your newspaper on the air.
We're such a small town still. It's not hard to reach those of people that are making decisions and they need to hear from us with reasonable thoughts, not the craziness that you hear at the supervisors meeting now. That's just a total.
It is still going on.
It's a circus.
And that's remarkable that it is still going on. During COVID and all that, but you would think now, it's been several years, that why is it still going on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think the big thing is, like, have the conversation. Reach out. Every single supervisor, even if they're not your supervisor for your district, they're willing to meet with people and constituents mm-hmm. of this community. And that's where the real work is getting done, is those one-on-one conversations. And I've had a conversation with every single one of the supervisors. And, you know, those one-on-one conversations are incredibly fruitful and positive, typically.
A lot of times they're going to be different one-on-one than they are in the meeting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're... I had a conversation with one of the supervisors, and I kept bringing this one thing up, and he goes, and he kept disagreeing to about the third time, and I said, do you understand what I'm talking about here? I'm not going to mention who it is. And he looks at me, and he goes, I know what he says. I understand. And he says, we can't do that at the same time. And that's all. It wasn't going to cost any money or anything like this. It was just acknowledging that this is something maybe the county could do, county and city. It's going to have to be a community thing.
Mm-hmm.
It had to do with, you know, keeping our residents here.
Yeah.
So. Well, Todd Jones, thank you for being with us
this morning.
Yeah.
See you guys at Greeters tomorrow 8 a.m.
Absolutely.
Well, you're not going to see us
but
maybe we'll get our Sue out there.
Yeah. Right?
Let her come
we
down
love
there.
That place.
And because she's got a relationship.
Love their story.
There.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just,
it shows Reading.
That's mm-hmm. right. And again, everybody, you know, when we talk to our friends, we, you know, all over the United States, you know, we're all ambassadors for Reading and Shasta County.